Inshallah, brothers, stay and benefit, inshallah, from the hadith lesson. Just be a few minutes, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد إن شاء الله continuing with the أحاديث from رياض الصالحين. Last week we completed the chapter where Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi had brought the chapter in regards to the importance in times of fitna to stay isolated, to not put oneself at risk of fitna, and to stay isolated away from people. But this is in times of fitna. And I mentioned then that although the fada'il, the virtues of staying with people and being patient upon the hardships that people give oneself, this is more superior. And similarly, if a person feels that we can have a positive influence on other people, and by me staying isolated, there is a likelihood that nobody else will remind these people if I don't go to them, if I don't talk to them. So this was the job of the Anbiya alayhi salam. But Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought the chapter of seclusion first. He brought the chapter of isolation first to show that most people should adopt isolation, because most people do not have what it takes to be able to go to people and be immune or safe or protected from the fitnas that people can cause. So most people should adopt isolation. So he brought that chapter first. Straight after that, he brings the chapter where it is encouraged to go and mix with people. So this next bab, Babu Fadlil Ikhtilat bin Nasi, wa huduri juma'ihim wa jama'atihim wa mashahidil khayri wa majalisi zikri ma'ahum wa iyadati maridihim wa huduri janaizihim wa muwasati muhtajihim وإرشاد جاهلهم وغير ذلك من مصالحهم لمن قدر على الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر وقمع نفسه عن الإيذاء وصبر على الأذى. So after bringing the chapter that for most people it's better to stay isolated, now he's going to bring those hadith that I indicated towards last week. So he brings this bab, the chapter which discusses the virtues of mixing with people and attending their Jumu'ahs. Attending Jumu'ahs, large gatherings where Jumu'ah is performed, wa jama'atihim, attending big gatherings, wa mashahidil khayri, and places of khayr, goodness, good talks, good lectures, good programs, good events, beneficial events, wa majalisi dhikri ma'ahum, and gatherings of dhikr with people, wa iyadati maridihim, and visiting the sick people, and attending the janazas, and helping those who are in need, and guiding those people who are ignorant, who do not have the knowledge, giving them the right knowledge, and other masalihihim, other affairs of the people, only for the one who liman qaddara, or liman qaddara ala al-amri bil ma'rufi, only for the one who has the ability to tell people to do good and to stop them from doing evil. And who وَقَمَعَ نَفْسَهُ عَنِ الْإِذَاءِ, and who can force himself and stop himself from causing harm to other people. وَصَبْرٍ عَلَى الْأَذَى, وَصَبَرَ عَلَى الْأَذَى, and the one who can have patience upon hardships that people cause. For this person, it is beneficial to go to people, help people. Like last week in the hadith, the whole chapter, so many ahadith, beautiful ahadith, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the most superior person, the best person, the person with the highest rank in the sight of Allah, is that mujahid who goes in the path of Allah Ta'ala and his horse is flying into battle, and any time he hears faz'atan or hay'atan or faz'atan, any time he hears, you know, the sound of battle, he's the first one in there and he's the first one fighting, and he is ready to give himself for the sake of Allah. This person is the most virtuous and has the highest rank in the sight of Allah. And the second person, or along with this, wa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned, and the other person who has the highest rank in the sight of Allah is rajulun ya'budu rabbahu fi shi'abin min ash-shi'ab, in one of the valleys he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not harm other people. People do not, people are not caused any harm by him, and he worships Allah Ta'ala, and he gives his zakat, and he fasts in Ramadan, and this person is also the most virtuous in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. If you're going to mix with people, at this stay isolated. If you're going to mix with people, you need to be able to be a means of good, and you need to be able to display the akhlaq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the patience, the character, the conduct. And if one does not have what it takes, then a person is better to be isolated and secluded. Because then at least you are not harmed. Okay? You are not harmed, you're too weak. You know, it's like a weak person, you protect them. You don't throw them out there, because they're weak. And the problem with being weak is that you're the first to get harmed. And that's why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the hadith that to be alone is better than to be with people. Al-wahdatu khayrun min jalisi su. To be alone is better than to be with bad company. And to be with good company is better than to be alone. So to be alone is better than to be bad company. Where do you find good company these days? You don't get them that easily. Wherever you go, school, college, workplace, outside in the markets, everywhere is bad company. People swearing, music, bad friendship, talking about wrong things, gossiping about bad things, anywhere you go. So most company is not good company. However, to be in good company, and good company is the company of the pious people. Good company is the company of the pious people. It's not just the company of my friend who wears a topi, and the company of my friend who wears a jubba, and the company of my friend who's growing his beard recently. Company of awliya of Allah. These people are solid. These people are strong. These people are people who, just by sitting with them, your iman becomes strong. Just by sitting with them, you feel guilty and ashamed of the sins that you've committed. This is good company. And that's why last week I was mentioning Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi son Abdullah bin Ahmad bin Hanbal used to say, my father would make me sit with every old pious person that he could find. He would say, go and sit with him, go and sit with him, go and sit with him, go and sit with him. Because he knew just by sitting with him, it would have an effect on me. So it's very important, it's desirable that a person takes out time to stay in the company of the pious people. If we don't find them in our locality, then we go to other localities, we make an effort, we travel, we go. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, O you who have brought iman, fear Allah, stay away from sins, disobedience of Allah, and stay with pious people. Meaning you will never truly become from the muttaqeen, from those who adopt taqwa, until you associate with the right group, the group who are already on that path. Okay? If I want to become a martial artist, or I want to become a health geek, or what do you call them, you know? Someone who takes my health very seriously, or someone who wants to become an accountant, or someone who wants to become a barrister, lawyer. I'm going to have to stay with those people. I'm going to go on YouTube and watch all their videos. How to barrister, how do I do this, how do I do this, how do I do this? Accountant, how do I do this, how do I calculate VAT tax returns and this and that? You'll do all this because you're trying to follow that path and you want to follow it perfectly. You don't want to make mistakes. You don't want anyone to say, oh, I don't think he's a good one. I'm not going to go to that accountant. I'm going to go to the other ones because they're better. You want to be from the best of the best. So similarly, if you want to be a righteous servant of Allah, a pious servant of Allah, it's wajib upon us, meaning it is necessary upon us, that we follow the path of follow those who are already on that path. And it's necessary because without them, we're lost. Like a person knows, okay, I can be a lawyer by reading a book. It's not going to be good enough. I need to go to the lawyers. Everyone understands that. Networking, contact, speaking to people, meeting with people, just sitting with the lawyers, listening to what they say. You know, we understand it in that when it comes to worldly things. But when it comes to matters of the heart, matters of the akhirah, which is actually much more important, there we fail to understand. There we think, well, I can read a few books, watch a few, type a few things into Google, and I'm fine. It's necessary to stay with these people so we can be like them. And that's why in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha tells us, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Oh Allah, please guide us to the right path, straight path, the path of those people who you have favored. Meaning these people are already walking on that path. Ya Allah, give me the ability to walk on the path that these people have followed. So it's all connected. That person, adopt isolation until you are strong enough. How do you know you're strong enough? You don't just say, oh, I'm very pious now. This is what's happening with the youngsters. I'm very pious now. I read my namaz. I attend a few classes. I can do this. This is where a big problem is. Because if you are actually worthy of going out to the people, you always feel unworthy. The more unworthy you feel, the more worthy you are. Yeah? And who's gonna be able to tell you this? Only those people who can assess you. The same way, who's gonna say you're a good accountant? Those who are better accountants. Okay, this one's a good one. Who's gonna say you're a good lawyer? The ones who are already good lawyers, they're gonna certify you're gonna pass the bar. People who can judge you, assess your skills. So who's gonna say you are ready to go out there and help people? People who are already doing that work, people who are pious people, great scholars, they will say, okay, you know what, you should go. But be careful. Ihtiyat ke saath. Do this, avoid this one. You're still new. This can happen, that can happen. A lot of this is required. And if you care, I'm going to go do this. When we take things into our own hands, then we always, unfortunately, fall into error. So, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows. He knows the path, he's walked the path. So he's mentioning isolation is best for most people. Stay away, hide yourself, build yourself, strengthen yourself. So many of the great saints of Allah Ta'ala did not go into the people until they were forced to go out. They didn't want to. They knew mixing with people was harmful. It's time consuming. It has an effect on my nafs. Yeah? There's a pressure that falls on my nafs. If Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, by staying with different people, an effect could fall on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed ruh, then what about us? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّهُ لَيُغَانُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِي. Logon ke saath mel jol ke wajah se mere dil par ek zang par jata hai. Because of mixing with people, a rust falls on my heart, and this is the reason why I have to engage in istighfar 70 times or 100 times daily to wash off this rust. So if this can happen to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what about you and I? We're so weak. So mixing with people, Imam Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi was amazing. He would go in Jamaat for 3 days. And then he would come back and he would have to stay in Khanqah for 3 days. He would say, all the effect, I feel it on my heart. I have to sit in khalwat, isolation, no more people talk to me now. Now I need to focus on myself. I can't burn myself out, extinguish my own lamp and candle, thinking I am lighting someone else's candle. It's an irrational, foolish thing to do. I need to save myself. On the day of Qiyamah, everyone's going to say, nafsi, nafsi. The first priority is myself. If I can't do my tilawat of Qur'an, if I can't read my salahs with jama'ah, if I can't, you know, do all of my practices which are bringing me close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I need to first focus on me. And then I can guide other people. Then I can help people according to my capabilities. So then Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains. So he mentions, look, for someone who can do all of this, and who can balance all of this really well, and who is very cautious and knows that if I mix with people, I can avoid falling into danger, then for them they should go and help, because somebody has to help the people. Somebody has to help the people. But never put yourself in a place of danger, whatever situation. Women folk, woman go and help the women folk. Males, man go and help the males. Don't put yourself in a place of fitna and danger. This is dangerous to your own iman, and you're just going to stop. Because at the end of the day, Allah Ta'ala's deen, Allah doesn't need you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need anybody. Allah Ta'ala's deen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاسِقِ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Allah Ta'ala can help his deen through a sinful person. Allah's deen, whoever he wants to carry the baton, the torch, they can carry it. So a person has to do what they have to do, but always reflect. Am I judging people? Am I looking down on people? Am I thinking of myself as better than other people? If I am, I need to take a step back. I'm the wrong person. I need to work on myself. You go and do it, but you are better than me. You go and do it, you're better than me. You go and do it, you're better than me. SubhanAllah, Sahaba, Ridwanullahi Ajmain, when they would be asked a question, they would say, go to him. He'd say, go to him. He'd say, go to him. And it'd come back to the first person. So this shows that a person is at a level where they should go. Because they feel unworthy. The higher a person gets, closer a person gets to Allah Ta'ala, the more unworthy they feel. And this unworthiness is not a show. Banawati tawazu. You know, like, oh, you know, I do ask me. You know, fake. It's not fake, it's real. That you really feel, okay, I'm worthless. I'm the worst person to come to, go to him. You go to someone else, I'm happy, genuinely happy. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, his iman is safe, everything is safe, he's gone to a better person than me. I don't want to take the risk. And it's changed now, isn't it? It's all fake stuff. Yeah? If you go to someone else, it's actually jealousy. I wish it actually come to me instead. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. But this is a sign that we have weakness inside of ourselves. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah said, "I'lam anna al-ikhtilata bin-nasi 'ala al-wajh alladhi dhakartuhu huwa al-mukhtar alladhi kana 'alayhi Rasulullah sallallahu 'alayhi wa sallam wa sa'ir al-anbiya'i salawatullahi wa salamuhu 'alayhim wa kadhalika al-khulafa' ar-rashiduna wa man ba'dahum min as-sahabati wa tabi'in wa man ba'dahum min 'ulama'i al-muslimin wa akhyarihim wa huwa madhhab akthar at-tabi'in wa man ba'dahum wa bihi qala ash-Shafi'i wa Ahmad wa akthar al-fuqaha'i radiyallahu 'anhum ajma'in." Imam Nawawi rahmatullah says, "No, that mixing with people, according to what I have mentioned, mixing with people if you feel that you are having a positive effect on them, you are helping them, you're going to gatherings of goodness, it's benefiting you, it's you can be a means of goodness for other people, tell them to do good, tell them to stay away from bad, then this is the best practice upon which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon. All of the Anbiya alayhi wasallam were upon this. And the Khulafa ar-Rashidun. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu. And all those who came after them from the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, and those who came after them from the scholars of the Muslims and the best of the Muslims. And this is the way of majority of the Tabi'een and those who came after them. And this is what Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned is the best way, and Imam Ahmad and majority of the scholars. So that the best of people do this path. But like I said, it's all about qualification. It's all about ability. It's all about scholars who are qualified, who have the ability, who have the understanding. And you don't have to be an alim. Okay? You just have to be someone who has stayed with the pious people long enough for them to say, okay, go. In the early days, now it's dying out, the system of going to a pious person and staying with them. Khanqahi system. In the early days, it was normal, especially in Hindustan. Allah Ta'ala blessed us with so many great saints, awliya of Allah in Hindustan. In India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Afghanistan, all of these areas, everybody would know there would be thousands of people going to a saint, a wali of Allah staying with them. And they wouldn't move. They'd stay there for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. They'd be great scholars, serving food, looking after. They wouldn't say anything. They would realize that until Shaykh does not say to me, go, my job is work on myself. And then a time will come, we'll say, Shaykh will say, okay, wait, you need to go all the way to Bengal. You need to go all the way to Assam. You need to go all the way to Bihar. You need to go there. And you need to serve Allah's makhluk over there. And it wasn't you need to go be a big sheikh. You need to go and do khidmat of Allah's makhluk. Mushkil times will come, hardship will come. You need to have sabr, go. Now I have confidence in UK, you can handle it. It wasn't, oh, straight away big amama, turban, big cushion and sitting on it. Everyone come to me. It was go there and serve people. And you're going to face rejection, you're going to face hardship. But now, because I've trained you for such a long period of time, I have a little bit confidence in you that inshallah, or I have confidence in you, that inshallah you will be able to deal with the harms of the people. You will have sabr, you will do mujahada, you will show good akhlaq. You will be on the path that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid out. Many years they would spend. Some people very quickly, some people would take years. All depends on a person's aptitude, ability. Some people can quickly, it's like some people are very good at maths quickly. He's very, he's advanced. Someone else, it takes them a very long period of time to understand the concept. Similarly, even in the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rectifying the good akhlaq, rectifying the bad akhlaq, removing them from you, developing those beautiful qualities, characteristics, some people are very good, some people naturally already have a very good foundation. Could be because of good parents. Could be because of a good ustad. Could be God gifted, naturally, divinely, Allah Ta'ala has blessed this person that they just have beautiful angelic akhlaq. So for that person, it's really just a bit of fine tuning, yeah? And then off you go. And for others, you need a lot of work. You know, you go to a mechanic, and the mechanic says, oh, this is a 1-hour job. Another mechanic says, okay, this job's going to take me a few, 2-3 days, you're going to have to leave the car with me. Yeah? So those mashayikh understand, okay, this one, just a little bit of fine tuning, just come to me. Waqtan fa waqtan, time to time, and I will help you. And others, they will say, no, 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 you need to sit here. You can't leave. You're not saying no masla. You're not talking to anyone. You're not giving any bayan. You can't even tell people what dhikr to read. You're not qualified. There's a problem. I see lots of issues. Sometimes they even give the khilafah the confidence that, you know what, you can go, but still always come back to me because I'm still not sure. You know? They will be very cautious. Because you're going to go into your locality, into your community, do khidmat. What if you become a means of misguidance for people? They used to be so scared. So, my point is this. That the Anbiya alayhim salam who did it, they were instructed by Allah Ta'ala to do it. And it was so hard, it wasn't easy. Ajkal when we do khidmat of deen, we want it to be very easy. And people don't make their children ulama and huffaz if they think it's going to be hard for them. They only do it if they think it's easy and it's options and they get... In those days, it was, if you're going through hardships, then you're walking in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you're going through difficulty, you're walking in the path of the Anbiya. And this is what we need to tell ourselves, and myself, that if we are going through hardship, difficulty, challenges, then we are walking in the path of the Anbiya alayhi wasallam. And this is what the whole khidmat of deen is. Khidmat of deen is not supposed to be someone who's saying, tandi tandi deen ki khidmat. That we do service of deen, service of makhluk, and we expect it to be very easy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala in the Qur'an had to say so many times, why did you do this? 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 Divine tarbiyah. Abasa wa tawalla anja'ahu al-'ama. So many other times. That, O Nabi of Allah, you need to be the best, most perfect, have the best akhlaq, best character, best conduct, because you are a spokesperson, ambassador for this, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyone doing service of deen has to create those qualities. Anyone connecting themselves with this blessed deen has to have these qualities. And the issues we have now is where we have people who are becoming ambassadors, representatives of Islam without going through any of this training. And they go out in community and I am someone who's supposed to do service of deen because I've studied with someone or because I've watched something or because I've studied something, and they're causing confusion, misguidance. All of this Islamophobia and all of these things are happening. It's connected to this as well. We need the right guides. We need people who are guiding us on the path of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they have been trained on that path. And if they've not trained on that path, then they will misguide others. Okay, this is something, a very different subject. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Allah ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and help each other in good deeds, وَالتَّقْوَى, and in taqwa. Help each other. Assist each other. Nek amal mein ek dusre ki madad karo. Aur taqwa ikhtiyar karne mein ek dusre ki madad karo. What is taqwa? Taqwa is the aptitude, the ability to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So help each other in getting so close to Allah Ta'ala that sins become disgusting to you. Sins become despicable to you. How can I disobey my Allah? And if I do disobey my Allah, it's not like a small thing. It's a major thing. The whole day a person is parishan, worried, concerned. Ya Allah, what did I do? I made such a big blunder. This is taqwa. This is a sign that this person has taqwa. Because sins can happen. Every single servant of Allah is sinful. Kullu bani adama khatta'un. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Every single servant of Allah will fall into error. Insan, we are made of mistakes. But as soon as a person does a mistake, straight away, first of all, to understand that I've done a mistake. Second of all, to feel guilt. Ya Allah, what have I done? And then to do such tawbah and such regret. And then to do so much good a'mal to make up for that. I once asked my shaykh, I said, you know, sometimes I do this sin or whatever sin I've fallen into. And, you know, it bothers me. And I feel very low. He said, of course you'll feel low. It's a good sign to feel sad that you've done a sin. But straight away start doing so many good deeds for the rest of that day that those good deeds now, that sin becomes very small in comparison to those good deeds. And this is the hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. That whenever you do a bad deed, straight away do a good deed. Do lots of good deeds. So those good deeds, inshallah, will become a means of that bad sin becoming wiped out.
وَالْآيَاتُ فِي مَعْنَى مَا ذَكَرْتُ كَثِيرَةٍ مَعْلُومًا. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi says the ayat in regards to this are many and they are well known. And then he brings, so when he talks about, okay, those people who don't stay in khalwat, seclusion, those who are qualified to go out, help people, what sifat do they need? What qualities are required for them to possess? So now one by one he'll bring the chapters. And the first chapter is بَابُ التَّوَاضُعِ وَخَفْضُ الْجَنَاحِ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The first chapter, the chapter of tawadu. Abne aapko bilkul
kamtar or nikamma samjho. It's the most important ingredient when it comes to mixing with people, helping people, you know, sitting with people. This is the greatest ingredient, and he brings the next bab in this. So inshallah we'll speak from this chapter next week, inshallah.
بعد نمسك قرآن الكريم توفيق سفر ما يسمعون من يسمعون من يشاء.